This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And pretty cold. It's actually dropped a degree since I started the show this morning. So, hey, what are you going to do? Anyways, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
You just put on more coats, Patrick. Yeah. Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I like that. Put on more coats.
Yeah.
I got two questions.
Sure.
One, maybe about 4 weeks ago, I got a bouquet of flowers from someone, and it had a couple white roses in. And as I was changing the water, I noticed one of the roses had a leaf coming out of the side. Well, I decided to cut the bottom of the stem a little bit, put it in some root and hormone, and I put it in vermiculite, I guess, and I put it under my light, and I put a bag over the top of it, a plastic bag. Now, it's coming out. Do you think I'll get anything out of there or not?
Well, you definitely might. I mean, this is the thing. When a plant like that is showing, a flower or something, and, leaf, it's ready to do something for you. So I think you might get something out of it.
Uh-huh.
It might not be the same original color.
Oh, really?
Or, sometimes what will happen with cuttings like that is they revert to what they were originally. But you might still get the white flower to it, especially if it started to develop roots, those types of things. I think it's a cool little thing that you can, that you're doing here to try it out. So,
yeah.
I think either, to be honest, I think either way, it's pretty cool. Because
how do I do it? The leaf is coming out of the stem. Now, I'm not going to get anything out of there. It's coming, growing out of the stem of the rose.
Yep. And so, how long ago did you put it in the vermiculite mixture?
Oh, maybe about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So what I would look to be doing to see if the roots are starting to develop on it is to just kind of tug on it a little bit.
Oh, the bottom.
To see if anything is starting to pop up.
Uh-huh.
Not pop up, to grab hold.
Oh,
right?
Okay, yeah.
Because then you'll kind of say, all right, well, there's a root system developing here, which is a good thing. That's what you want.
Uh-huh.
So, if that is definitely happening, then something good can come from this.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, I think, it can take sometimes 3 to 4 plus weeks for something to develop on there, like a root system wise.
Uh-huh.
So don't get discouraged if it's not yet. You know, it's some of these can take some time.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep that in mind as well. But you'll start to see a few things pop up. If it starts to develop the way you want to, I'm also trying to think, did you leave the whole stem or did you
I didn't take nothing off. I left everything on and didn't know the flower and everything.
Okay.
So I thought if I'd cut that off, it would start to die down.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking of is, has that leaf node there developed?
Yeah, it's pretty well
it's gotten bigger? Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what I would say is that it's starting to develop itself. So I would look at cutting the rest of the plant itself a little bit, you know, like the stem, cutting it back to almost where that leaf node is.
Oh, yeah.
So that way it can focus more on, you know, producing more leaves or more growth.
Oh.
Because what's happening is it's putting a lot of energy into the whole plant still, uh-huh. right? And we want it to be we want it to focus on putting a root system and then redeveloping. So I think what you need to do is definitely cut it back, right, to about, you know, half inch above where that leaf node is, right? Because the plant is trying to focus so much. If we can just kind of revert it back and focus onto its root system versus trying to keep the flower going at the same time or keep the rest of the plant going at the same time, this way it can allow the plant to focus just solely on the root system versus something else.
Okay. And I got another question.
Sure.
I neglected my Christmas cactus this summer. It's kind of shriveled, and I wonder if I could take a cutting off of there and root that.
You definitely can. You're looking to like take like 3 to 5 of the leaf junctions, for your cutting, and then making sure, you know, use that rooting hormone again. Do everything that you've done for the rows here with the rooting hormone, et cetera, and start it out. Take some time for you to get back to, you know, the blooming, all of those things. But the idea is it can definitely be done. Look for the stronger branching, because as you said, it kind of shriveled a little bit.
Yeah.
Look for the strongest branching that you can and use that.
Okay. And do I put that in vermiculite or perlite or?
You can put it right in that, or you can put it in a light potting soil, like a starter soil. And you'll probably see, coming soon, next like week or so, month or so, start to see seed starting soil if you haven't already.
Oh yeah. Oh.
That's a good one because it's really a very light soil. It's not like heavy outdoor type soil. We're looking for a light soil to help the root system develop easier. So that's, you know, that would be ideal for a soil. But the vermiculite, like you've done, is a good way. So, you know, you're on the right track either way. I think, the best for me is a seed starting soil because of the fact that it has. It's funny to say this. There's actual no soil in a seed starting soil, but it's the best soil for it.
Okay.
Because it's a soil, what they call a soilless mix.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. And that's what you're looking to do for, like a something starting. It's easier for the roots to kind of travel in that soil, right? Because it's not compact. It's not heavy. It's not like rocky. It's not those types of things. So that's why I would look to do that. But you're definitely okay with the vermiculite as well.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great Thanksgiving and a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And a few days before Thanksgiving, you know, a lot of you are getting excited, starting to cook, get that turkey out of the freezer today. It takes a full couple days on some of these, the bigger it is, for it to thaw out. I have to look it up, but I saw somewhere online that said, you know, the 20th or 21st, depending upon the size, is when you should start taking your turkey out and putting it into the refrigerator to thaw out, because cooking a frozen turkey's hard, especially if you're trying to, like, fry it, right? You know, those turkey fryers that you see out there, when they put it in completely frozen, that's the ones that shoot up and have issues. Yeah, no, we're not looking for that. But anyways, Thanksgiving week, a lot of us will enjoy family before the crazy holiday shopping sprees start and the Christmas themes kind of start really going. But hopefully you'll get to enjoy it this week with your family. Now, if you have some questions for us, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, talking about a bunch of different things with indoor gardening, outdoor gardening for the spring, but this is the time to think about what you're going to do for next year. We talked a lot about pollinators. I think it is an important conversation to have, at least. At the end of the day, it's up to you and what you want to plant there, what you think works. And it's definitely something that should be part of the conversation, at least, right? What pollinators are going to be attracted to the yard? So that's something we can discuss as time goes on, and I tend to talk about it a lot more. The more I look into it, the more important it seems to be. Not that I didn't think it was important prior, but it's something to be thinking about, something we should kind of discuss a bit. But other than that, the sky's the limit on what we can talk about today. I know we're kind of that in-between time. It's almost Thanksgiving, so you're not worried. You're not, is it Christmas? Is it, which holiday is it? But Thanksgiving's on the way here. We're a few days away from that great meal, that enjoying time with family and our time to give thanks. So we look forward to that. This upcoming week, and then it's Christmas all the time, starting on Friday for it. So definitely, some of you are already on to Christmas, ready to go. I know that, it's definitely on our minds, and I tell you, I think there's, not that I'm counting, but there's 35 days till Christmas. Just saying. Just throwing it out there. this time of year is one of my favorite times to follow a former employee when we had the family patch. One of our buddies, our buddy Paul there, who worked for us, he every year this time of year, he does a Christmas countdown. I swear it's starting like in August, but it's not. And he does a different, like, race car with the numbers on it, this many days till Christmas. And I love it every year when he brings it up. But Paul helped us at Christmas time when it came to selling Christmas trees at the family patch. Him and his brother Danny, those guys were awesome and always helpful. He's back up in Maine. He was in Florida, so Paul is. So it's kind of exciting that he's back in the area enjoying that Christmas feel. It almost feels like old times again. But anyways, there are some, like I said, are out there ready for Christmas. They're ready for it a couple months ahead of time. But, you know, still got Thanksgiving coming. But what Christmas brings, right, we bring some things that we could be using to our advantage after we're done with them. Right. A lot of you might be buying Christmas trees. Right? Remember that when you're done, you don't have to get rid of it by putting it on the curb and having somebody pick it up. You can leave it in the backyard or in bring it to the woods into the area as a shelter for birds or other, you know, animals. Right? The greens that you might use or the mantelpieces or those types of things that you bring in for the holidays, those can be used to cover some of your perennials afterwards. You know, take out the artificial berries or the decorations that are on it and then break it up and throw it on top of your perennial garden. You know, use it again for a coverage. You know, adding to the coverage is only going to help. It's not going to be, it's not going to harm your plants, right? You could be using the branches that you have put into your window boxes or patio planters and use those as coverage. Just cut them straight down, right? Adding those branches to the perennial garden, your vegetable garden, whichever type of garden you want, just to kind of cover some things and keep them insulated for winter. So, there's uses for them. It's not just a nice decoration at the end of the season, which, hey, all for it. I think you definitely should decorate, get that Christmas feeling up. It's been a crazy year, crazy couple of years. Let's enjoy the season. Anyways, if you have questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Vonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Vonaid Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump reacted to the special counsel appointed to oversee the Justice Department investigation into classified documents recovered from Mar-a-Lago Friday night. He referred to veteran prosecutor Jack Smith as left-wing and the Justice Department as politically weaponized. There's still a long way to go in Buffalo before the city is completely dug out from a lake effect snowstorm that has dumped several feet onto the city, as well as the western New York region. At least another foot is expected overnight. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is pledging more military aid to Ukraine. He announced that the UK will send air defenses, advanced training, and humanitarian aid. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito issued a statement denying that he leaked the Burwell v. Hobby Lobby decision after a New York Times report that a leak occurred. The ruling allowed for-profit companies to deny contraception coverage based on religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And talking about a lot of different things today. Really, the sky's the limit on what you want to discuss. I know it's kind of one of those things where we're in the in-between season, so, you know, there's not much growing outside, so you're kind of saying, well, what am I going to talk about? I know somebody has something to talk about because I do have a call. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Judy's in Western Mass.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I want to follow up on your conversation about pollinators.
Sure.
For a couple years, I have been cutting my backyard really down well, and I discovered that I wasn't having fireflies like I had before. So I decided I'd leave a strip beside my raspberry bushes and not mow that strip. And as the wildflowers came back in, namely the goldenrod, the fireflies came back. So I was just commenting on the necessity to leave some patches in your property available for the native plants and the native insects.
Oh, definitely. It's a huge thing that, you know, it's becoming more and more out there. A lot of people will look at it, you've probably heard of it, called No Mow May, where something where you don't mow for the month of May, allowing for the pollinators to come back. But it's not just pollinators, it's the native plants, like you said, the native pollinators, but also some of the animals in the area to find food, find different things. So it's definitely, it's starting to become more popular out there. I probably, whenever we say no mow May, it makes a lot of, a lot of the husbands out there who are mowing saying, well, you know, they said on the radio, I'm not supposed to mow the lawn for this month. But, Yeah, that's that's this, you know, the joke.
Well, actually, they enjoy not mowing.
That's what I mean, right? So they don't have to do it, and they have a written excuse now that they don't have to do it. So
yes, I'm noticing a lot of people with their tree belt spaces are putting in some plants, and it really looks nice.
It is. It's a good thing to be thinking about and adding to it, and just having some of those areas, just leaving it kind of natural is a good way to bring those pollinators back, right? And it's, and again, I was saying earlier, it's not just about, you know, bringing, you know, leaving the leaves or doing something like that. It's about bringing the plants back. And by not mowing a section like you did, it brought some of those native or the pollinator plants back, bringing some of those insects. And simple things like that, if people can just do one little thing like that, is going to help it. So it's definitely, it's a great conversation to be having out there, just to bring awareness to it. And I think a lot of people are aware of it, but they just don't know what to do or understand what to do. So that's a great point, and I do really appreciate you bringing that up.
Another thing that I did was I found I had some asters.
Yep.
The ones that they cut way back to, like, mums.
Yeah.
And so I took just the seeds from the plants that were growing in my backyard and spread them in my flower bed out front. And they came up and bloomed in the first year. I was really excited that I could do such an easy way of bringing a native plant from one place to another rather than putting a plant that was not native to our area to get the color I wanted.
Exactly. And that's, you know, it's the little things like that that can make it, and that we think are so hard to do. People are like, oh, that create, you know, this is what I have to do that. When in fact, it's really not that hard. So it's definitely something that, you know, is more in the public eye at this point, but I think will be built on for years to come here to make it stronger in the area, because we definitely need it.
And I think the more native plants that we put in our flower beds, the better.
Definitely. The native plants will help bring back the native pollinators, the native insects, the native, you know, everything in general. So it's definitely a good way to do it.
And I've noticed that there really is a difference between the term native and wild.
Definitely.
We have a lot of plants that have gone wild, namely the violet.
Yep.
There's a difference between the introduced violet that has gone wild and the native violet.
Exactly. There's a big difference on some of these, and we're also not understanding that as well, but we're getting there. You know, some of the plants that kind of go crazy and grow wild are definitely not necessarily native by any means.
Thank you for sharing my thoughts today.
Awesome, Judy. You have a great Thanksgiving and a great rest of your day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're almost halfway through the show, but we've great discussions so far. We can continue that throughout the show on really what you're interested in, right? And what you can be doing in the garden. We're, again, not really thinking about outdoors that much right now, unless maybe, you know, closer to the Cape. more self you are, because it is a little bit warmer. But we've had a good amount of freezes. The ground is not frozen yet. I wouldn't say that, you know, you can't put a shovel. So you could still be planting some bulbs if you see some bulbs out there in the garden centers, whatnot. Putting those in, you still could do. The reason behind that is our bulbs want that cold period. So it's not like you're, you know, affecting them in any way. They expect to go and be cold for the winter so that they can bloom in the spring. So this is, if you still see them out there, you can still put a shovel in the ground in a lot of areas, still plant them, right? You know, a couple things to think about. A lot of people say, well, you know, the deer are going to take them or the rodents or whatnot. Well, one thought is to take your bulbs and purchase a Repelzol from Bonide. So Repelzol is a, they have the deer and rabbit, and they also have the, you know, the Repelzol for all of it. It's a generic name of Repelzol. Then they have a deer and rabbit, and then they have the all animals. But you would get the concentrate and take those bulbs and drop them into a bucket, and then pour the concentrate over the top of them. Let them sit for like a half hour, 45 minutes, hour, whichever works for you. But at least a half hour. And then what it does is the bulb has it in there and has that repellent part of it for the next couple months. While the ground, you know, might not be frozen yet, they could be digging at them. It's going to keep them away. So that's a good thing to try out if you're worried about something trying to get them. But bulbs you can still plant. As long as you can put a shovel in the ground, you can plant your bulbs. You know, your tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, a few others. Definitely worth doing if you have time to do them right now and help for next season. So a lot of garden centers might just have some left, so they're putting them at like 50% off or something like that. So you're getting a good deal. Definitely try it out if you have some time. But I'm telling you, the ground's not frozen, so you can still put them in the ground. And these are ones that actually prefer it when it's colder when you put them in the ground, because they're not we're not confusing them. When it's too warm, sometimes they try to produce, you know, the root system, the flowers, all of those things. When in fact, if it's so cold, they can't really focus on anything. We're putting them in the cold storage for them. That's what they need. They need to be put into cold storage in order for them to be successful. So just something to be thinking about. You still have time. That's one of the things we can be doing outside, because the ground isn't frozen at this point. So it's definitely something to be thinking about and looking to do. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, it is cold, but it is worth doing some of these things now for next year. And we've talked about this, of things to be doing for the garden for next year. If you're all done with your work outside, make sure you clean up all of your tools. Get all the dirt off. Get all the rust off if you can. Get, your shovels indoors, your rakes, etc. You know, mowers, make sure that you've run it down so there's no gas left in it, so it can't freeze, you know, if there's a little bit of water in there. Sometimes it does happen. Get all your tools that you use cleaned up. I said it last week. I said it the week before. I'll say it every week. But my father used to say, always use WD-40 on your pruners, right, as you're putting them away. Well, you put them away, they sit clean. You'll clean them in the spring. That WD-40 is not going to get on the plants, right? But use them on things that kind of spin, kind of that are pruning, etc., to keep them lubricated so that in the spring, when you go to actually get started, you're ahead of it. You're ready to go. You know, a couple weeks ago I said, get the snowblower out and start it up in the middle of the neighborhood. Well, some people might not think you're crazy anymore. A couple weeks ago they would have, when it was 70 degrees, you could have done it with shorts. But now get out there and try it. Because if it doesn't run for you, doesn't work, when that first snowstorm hits, you're in trouble. Then you're using a shovel, you got back problems after that, all those things. So these are things to be thinking about today while you have some time. And while, you know, the small engine repairs might not be as busy. Because that once that first snowstorm hits, I swear, it's like everybody all of a sudden realizes, oh, I got to use the snowblower, brings it out, it doesn't start, and then all the small engine repair places get backed up and they can't fix things for weeks. So think ahead. Think ahead for yourself and for everybody else. Anyways, if you have questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's cold out there, but as Nathan said, just put more jackets on. Get out there and enjoy it. So anyways, we're talking all over the place, the things that you can be doing with the garden, indoors, outdoors. Start thinking about cuttings, thinking about different plants to be planting indoors. You know, thinking about some of the flowering plants for the holidays. Poinsettias are out. Christmas cactus, Thanksgiving cactus, your Kalanchoe or Calanchio. Right? Cyclamen. Those types of things are starting to pop up because they're flowering for this time of year. For the holidays. You know, amaryllis bulbs. Paperwhites. You know, we talked about bulbs for outdoors. These are bulbs for indoors that you can start and try to force. And you're not going to get it exactly for about Christmas at this point. But the idea is you can have it for after Christmas. Now, usually that month of January, February, it's just like, ugh, there's not a lot of color. Well, you start this an amaryllis a little bit later, maybe some color in January, February, right? So those are some things that we can be looking at doing to keep the color going, to keep the thoughts going for flowering plants, etc. So definitely keep that in mind of things to be doing. So you can always call us with questions or anything along those lines. We're here to help you with it. You know, one thing we could be thinking about, you know, for next year is saying, all right, are we going to have another drought? Are we going to have issues out in the garden where a lot of things aren't going to grow because of it? Well, you know, look into drought-tolerant plants. Look into getting the plants ready for spring, for summer, without having to worry about, the plants as much. You know, those are things that we tend to talk about more when it actually hits, right? When a drought actually hits. But those are things we should be looking at doing and saying, all right, maybe I should plant some drought-tolerant plants ahead of time, right? There's just some things to be thinking about for next year. Maybe trying to plan it out now so you're ready for it. You know, just some ideas. You can also be looking at, you know, saying, all right, if I have a drought, I'm going to use those products that I've talked about so many times. You know, making sure you have your soil moist. Making sure you have your hydrotain ready for when these things happen. Making sure that your plants are watered heavily in the spring, taken care of so they can get the water that they need, although not enough water, not enough water in the world can help a complete drought, right? Any pre-watering, etc. But it's still going to get them ready for what's to come. But take a look at some different plants out there. There are a number of drought, tolerant. I wouldn't say they're drought, 100%. Like when a drought happens, nothing's going to happen to them. But some of the ones in our area that are considered drought tolerant, boxwood is actually in that area. Butterfly bush, I know some people consider it invasive, but I think butterfly bush is a great application in the yard. But that has some drought resistance to it. There's a couple others that I was just thinking about. Like a smoke bush is another one. The nine bark, one of my favorites. The physocarpus, love that plant. Potentilla. Witch hazel, so in early spring, it's a pollinator too. Hey, why not? Some of the quince, some of your holly. And we talked about winterberry holly being a pollinator. But it's also good in drought conditions. Two wins right there. Anyways, we can talk about this and more as the show goes on, but you can call us at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.